In the U.S., 1 in 9 kids have been diagnosed with ADHD. That is an increase from 8 years ago. Soon, our science team will help us understand a new study, but this hour, we start with a story that got a lot more attention because of Taylor Swift.
I remember feeling really frustrated, thinking, what are you talking about? There must be a glitch, or there must be something wrong.
That is Arizona mom Lisa Abelar. She told member station KJZZ that she tried to buy her kids tickets to Taylor Swift's latest tour and just couldn't. She wasn't the only one. Ticketmaster couldn't keep up with the demand, and it crashed. Meanwhile, ticket prices on the secondary market skyrocketed. And that set off a new wave of scrutiny into Ticketmaster, a subsidiary of Live Nation Entertainment, from Swifties to U.S. senators.
Today, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said, in as many words, look what you made me do.
It is time to break up Live Nation Ticketmaster.
The Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment. Here to explain is NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siolkas. Hi there.
Hi there, Juan.
So tell me about this. The Justice Department says that Ticketmaster and Live Nation dominate live concerts and other events in the United States at this point.
That's right. It is absolutely true that Live Nation and Ticketmaster are hugely powerful players these days. According to the suit, Live Nation currently owns or controls over 250 concert venues across North America, and the company also directly manages the careers of more than 400 musical acts. And the Justice Department is saying Live Nation has so much power over so many aspects of the live entertainment industry that it's able to effectively limit any competition. So if the suit is successful, it has the potential to reshape the live event industry across the United States and, of course, may very well affect the price fans pay to see their favorite artists.
Okay, and about this suit, what does the Department of Justice allege here?
The government's alleging that Live Nation, especially through its subsidiary Ticketmaster, has been engaging in numerous forms of anti-competitive behavior. And they're saying it's things like retaliating against companies and venues that worked with its rivals, locking out ticketing competitors, and acquiring smaller companies that Live Nation allegedly perceived as threats to its own market dominance. And you know, these are things that are very concerning. Attorney General Merrick Garland called earlier today for the breakup of Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Okay, but if I'm remembering correctly, the federal government approved the merger of Live Nation and Ticketmaster years ago. Is that right?
That's true as well. DOJ approved this merger back in 2010. But DOJ and all these states and districts are now arguing that, well, since then, Live Nation has developed a stranglehold on live events. And I have to say, this fight has been a long time in coming. Music fans, as you mentioned at the top, as well as performers, independent venues, and even members of Congress have been arguing for years that Live Nation and Ticketmaster had artificially pushed ticket prices sky high. And that's something potentially even more true after COVID, when many smaller venues have really struggled to stay afloat.
Have you heard from Live Nation since the suit was filed?
Yes, they provided me a lengthy written statement earlier today. And interestingly, they reasserted an argument that I've heard them make before publicly, in that they say it's the musicians and not them who is setting all these ticket prices. And Live Nation also said in the statement, quote, the DOJ's lawsuit won't solve the issues fans care about relating to ticket prices, service fees, and access to in-demand shows.
Okay. So, I mean, what comes next here? Are fans going to get any sort of relief anytime soon?
You know, this is just the first move in what is inevitably going to be a very long process. So fans are probably not going to see very immediate relief. This is not the time to change out your summer plans or fall plans or anything like that. It's going to be a while.
NPR's Anastasia Siolkas, thank you.
Thanks for having me.